Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right, welcome to Midday Through the Week. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Except for Rena. It's going to be late this morning.
The Rena portion had a little trouble in traffic this morning, and we're just glad she's okay.
Yeah, we'll call here in the wake-up call in less than 20 minutes. She can give you the gruesome details.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it was pretty scary, though. She phoned. She was basically being a woman when she called.
Very... Yeah, I could hear it. I could hear it from here, loud and clear. She was clearly upset. Yeah.
So we'll let you know what's going on here in just a few minutes. Other than that, we got see if you can keep track of this. Tea Party tickets to give away. Godsmack tickets to give away. Poker passes for the Manitoba Open to give away. Plus, we've also got the Toys for Boys 4.
Wow.
The Temptation. It's jam-packed. It's basically...
Oh. And Brian Bowman at 9:30 this morning.
Oh, my God. That's right. Mayoral candidate. Future mayor of Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Brian Bowman coming up after 9 o'clock. That and a whole lot more. Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena. Here we go. I always think about those. They don't have them anymore on playgrounds, but the old merry-go-rounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't have those anymore.
Were they deemed dangerous? Probably. Kids go flying off and hit their heads on a post.
Yep. My brother, when he used to work for the municipality back in my hometown, he was working in parks, and so he'd have to see, he would inspect playgrounds.
Yeah.
And they don't do wood ones anymore because, you know, obvious reasons.
Slivers and everything, yeah.
But they've also found small traces of arsenic playgrounds that were built through the 70s and 80s.
Oh, wow.
And you'll love this one, too. I said, what about seesaws? He goes, oh, you mean trips to the dentist. They don't make those anymore, either.
Is that
either.
The one? Oh, no, I'm thinking of a teeter-totter.
Same thing, seesaw.
They still have a little one at the park, Park, out by where I live, but it doesn't go very far up. Like, it's very simple.
Man, we put our kids in bubbles, don't we?
But back in the day, man, those things were way up in the air.
Absolutely.
I remember being really, let me back down.
And they were long. We're talking like 30 feet of teeter-tottering.
And I remember my brother tormenting me, my older brother, not letting me back down. Like, I'd be up there, come on, you gotta kick your feet up and let me back down now.
Absolutely. Those days are gone.
Yeah, no, you can't torment your brother with a teeter-totter anymore.
And nowadays, you basically just have a plastic pole to play on.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Yay.
These parks now... Although some of them are pretty badass. They make them out of steel, and they got some pretty neat things on them.
Remember the old steel slides?
Mm-hmm.
Those don't exist anymore.
There's plastic.
They're all plastic.
Yeah. Bubble wrap your kids.
Just
exactly
bubble wrap
right.
Our kids, what we're doing. All right, 6:13, we'll take a quick break. We're going to call Rena here in 5 minutes. We'll find out exactly what the hell went on.
She's okay, but
she's all right.
Ran into an incident on the road this morning.
I think she's getting a toe there right now. But we'll give her a call in 5. Hang on. 92 City FM World Class Rock, 6:20 on a Wednesday morning. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
Weather-wise, it's a lot of rain over the next few days. We have a solid chance of rain today with a high of 16. Right now it's 14 degrees.
Hey, wake up. Now Wheeler's wake-up call. 92 City FM.
All right, let's give her a quick show and see how she's holding up. We'll wait until we get to the studio, until she gets to the studio to hear the whole story.
Well, yeah, but we can get the basics from her now.
Yeah, okay.
Rena ran into a bit of a situation this morning and in traffic.
It's putting it mildly.
Yeah, but she's okay.
Yeah.
From what we, she's rattled, upset. Last we heard, the tow truck was on scene.
Yeah.
So she might be busy talking to the tow truck driver. We'll see.
Hello?
Yo.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Yeah, we're live on the air.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi.
You okay now?
Yes, I'm alive. I am just Dr. Hook towing here as they take my baby away.
You sound a little less frantic than you were about an hour ago.
Oh, yeah, I was frantic. I lost a tire while driving, and the truck slammed into the ground, and then my brakes wouldn't work, and then I went through a red light and ended up in the middle of the street.
Whoa.
And my tire almost hit someone. It actually flew about a block and a half. Like,
jeez.
Past the Robin's Donut all the way to the bus station there on Osborne.
So
I went and carried the tire back. I've had quite the workout this morning.
So without throwing anybody under the bus, like, how does a fly? Did you change a tire recently? How does a tire just fly off your vehicle? As long as you're okay, though. That's what we were worried when I heard you. You know, there was a sense of panic on the other end of the phone. I could hear the conversation. I'm sitting across from Wheeler, and I could hear you talking.
I was panicked. I had no tire. I couldn't get out my... There's, like, at least $3,000 of body damage.
You must be getting pretty tired of this.
I am what?
Well, you had a. I remember that you had a. You were in a. You have bad luck in your vehicle, is what Wheeler's saying. I think.
Well, I was kind of making a tire joke. Tire fell off. Getting tired.
Oh,
this.
No.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's okay. It's 20 after 6. No one's supposed to get that at this point. All right, Rita, you deal with the tow truck driver and get in here when you can. Okay.
Wait. Have you recovered enough emotionally to get us breakfast?
Ooh, good idea.
I can walk to Robin's. I'm right across from the parking lot.
Great idea. I love Robin's Donuts. So do that for us, Rita. Thank you.
Yeah. City traffic.
Is that wrong? Asking someone who's been in a car accident to get us coffee and donuts?
No, God, no. It's good to keep her, get her mind off of it. By the way,
mind off it. You know what'll help right now? Yeah. Getting us breakfast.
Listen, the best thing for you to do right now is just to go get us breakfast. help calm your mind down. By the way, there's a black Nissan in the middle of the intersection at Osborne, right outside the Robin's Donuts. Tow truck is on scene. Should be out of there quickly. Yeah, that's a good traffic update.
Right there. That's we just had our big traffic update.
92 City FM World Class Rock, 6:34. It's a Wednesday morning. My name is Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey. Rena J just walked in.
Yay!
All in one piece.
Thank you, Dr. Hook.
Where's breakfast?
where's breakfast?
I didn't get breakfast.
What? That would have taken your mind off things.
Job!
Right. Oh, I got into a car accident. Get us breakfast!
I almost killed like 2 people. It was very scary today. I'm okay.
Rena's tire flew off her vehicle. Everything's okay, though. She's got a tow truck. Dr. Hook helped her out. Yeah, she's here at work.
I can't believe how far those tires go.
Well, sure. Have you ever seen, like, when
some poor old guy came running down the street waving his arms. Hey. He's like, your tire just flew by me. Mm. Like, what? He's like, it's down by the bus station on Osborne. I'm like, what? Wow. Like, way down there. So I went for a hike.
Have you ever
rolled the tire back to the car.
Have you ever seen the tires fall off semis when they're like long haulers when they're coming off?
No.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
They're
huge, right? And they keep going and going.
And they go fast, yeah. At least I was only going 50, so I mean, it wasn't going that fast.
They also, if you're ever having a bonfire backyard fire, they burn really good, too.
Oh, okay.
And the smoke's not intrusive. It
smells great, too.
Yeah, it smells good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I mean, even if when you're watching, like, a professional car racing, if their tires come off, those things fly forever. Because keep in mind, I mean, the...
velocity.
Sure, whatever it is. The inertia?
Inertia.
Is that the proper,
I don't know.
Physics term?
Maybe. I didn't take physics.
No?
I was more of a biology guy.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That's why you like to dissect things. Makes total sense.
Billy, but at least we get to carpool now.
Yeah. Oh, boo. Time goblin.
Just sent out a tweet mentioning that we're going to have political mayoral candidate Brian Bowman on the air this morning. Thanks for hooking that up, Phil. Well done.
Well, it was one of his
people in the know.
Well, that's right. One of his people called the bone phone last week,
right,
saying, "Hey, Brian, heard you guys saying that you're on Team Bowman. Would love to come on the show, meet you guys." So it was actually pretty easy to set up. Yeah, he was very open to it. Yeah,
absolutely. That's great. And you know, it's funny. Like I'm curious to have him come in and talk a little bit and talk a little politics and kind of understand the gentleman. Because I mean, like, you hear a lot of these platforms and whatnot, and those are all great, but until you actually sit with somebody and look into their eyes and say, okay, what are you all about?
I agree, and that's why door-to-door for politicians, to me, is so important.
Agreed.
Because you're right. You want to shake their hand. Mm. You know, is it a firm handshake?
Yeah.
Do you seem confident? Do you seem... Are you willing to say that you're going to work hard for me?
Yeah. Right, Phil.
That's... I met Ray Ulassi the other night. He's running out in Transcona for city council. That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
As long as... Are you going to do good for the people of Transcona and always have our back? That's what I really like. So, of course. What's he going to say? No. I'm just there for the paycheck.
Yeah. Have you heard of the pensions?
Work hard.
Have you heard of the pensions?
Work hard. I'm going to golf. I'm not going to work hard.
It's stupid not to go for this job. I was like, listen, we've been very clear about, I've been very clear about my stance with the whole Judy wash a lot of dishes thing. And here's a perfect example. About the infrastructure debate they had the other night, where all they got together, and she goes, "Oh, they were picking on me."
They were, he said things about me, and they're picking the same thing Sam did last time. They're picking it. Listen, you're in politics, okay?
Oh, if God, I wanted to punch you in the face just now. It's so annoying.
That's exactly what she sounds like, though, Rita.
I know. It drives me up the wall.
Like, if you're going to be in politics and you're going to say stupid stuff, then people are going to poke holes in it.
Right.
That's politics. Mm-hmm. Don't sit there. Like, I mean, do you really want somebody up there when you're dealing with the federal government trying to get funding for infrastructure on our roads, or dealing with, you know, another political leader from another city or another province?
Someone whose feelings are going to get hurt all the time.
Why did you say that? Offensive. I want someone that's going to stand up there and go, no, this is the way it's going to be. We need more money for our roads, not, well, if you have time to give us
some
money.
But I think she was talking more like it wasn't like, in the debates, there hasn't been like Judy and Brian up against Gore per se. I think she meant it felt like the whole panel was coming at me, and they are because you're
leading in the polls.
Okay, we get it. We all know who this room was voting for. I get it. But I'm explaining what she was saying, that because she's the leader, and I agree with you. She's got to expect it.
Right.
Because she's leading. All the polls have said she's leading. So Brian and Gord are going to take the gloves off a bit and go after some of her policies.
It's like a guy in a car race who's up front going, why are you all chasing me?
Right, you're the front runner.
Why are you chasing me?
You're the front runner. They're going to come after God. You.
Yeah, anyways, Brian Bowman coming down after 9 o'clock this
morning.
This morning, it's 7:09.
Wheels, beat the box office for the tea party. What time?
What we're going to do here right away.
Oh, we're doing right here. Okay, cool. All right, we still have tickets for the Godsmack show tonight as well.
And don't forget, every Monday, we do our Stone Cold Lock of the Week, of the century, of the week. And we also do one Thursday late in the show, because we have Thursday Night Football tomorrow night. This is a big one. Because I don't know if you noticed. I know it's you're not sportsy, but have you noticed in Winnipeg and Manitoba that you've got a big bulk of Green Bay Packer fans and a big bulk of Minnesota Viking fans? That's more along the lines of the geography.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you've got a lot of Viking fans. They're playing tomorrow night. Big divisional game tomorrow night, Thursday Night Football. So make sure you tune in for the Stone Cold Lock of the Century of the week.
And you can just imagine which way Wheeler's going to go there. Yeah.
Well,
Packers are, what are they? What, as of right now, are they like 7-point favorites, 7.5 point favorites?
9 point favorites.
Wow.
Over my Vikings. All right, let's give away some. Okay, here's how we're going to work this. I've pulled some lyrics from a song.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you have to tell me, you're going to have your choice here. You're going to have your choice of Godsmack tickets for tonight, your last chance tickets for tonight's Godsmack show, or beat the box office for the tea party. Okay? Mm-hmm. But here's the thing.
Tough choice.
There's, I'm going to read off some lyrics. It could be a Godsmack tune, or it could be a tea party tune.
Excellent.
You got to tell me which band it is, and you got to tell us what song it is. I mean, if you get 50-50 shot. So you also got to say, what song is that?
Okay.
First one to correctly tell us.
Should we get someone on the phone first so they don't have time to Google it?
No. They're good.
We're promoting Googling?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
In this day and age, it's hard not to. All right, here we go. I'll confess this, you're my tragedy. I laid you to rest just as fast as you turned on me. Gone forever. Vanished the memories. Displays of pleasure are masked by your misery. I'll confess this, you're my tragedy. I laid you to rest just as fast as you turned on me. Gone forever. Vanished the memories. Displays of pleasure are masked by your misery. What band is that? Is that Godsmack or Tea Party? And then, what song is it?
High City.
Party?
It's not the tea party.
Okay, so now we know who it is. Oh, I should. Well, yeah, he's got his guess wrong. Hello, City.
Hi there.
Hi, go ahead.
Godsmack. Voodoo.
Not Voodoo, no.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. An early hint. It's off of their album, Faceless.
Okay.
Good morning, City.
Oh, I don't even know. I'm still on the phone. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
He doesn't know because he's still on the phone?
I don't understand.
Are you trying to get off the phone with someone?
Hello.
Hey, it's Godsmack.
Yeah.
I can't think of
you. Okay, right. Thank you.
Call back when you know it. Hello.
I don't have a clue.
All right. Okay. Thanks for the call. Hi.
I totally know this song.
What is it?
Okay.
Godsmack, Straight Out of Line.
That is
correct. Good job.
Their album, Faceless. Good for you. What's your name?
Bob.
All right, Bob, you got your choice. Do you want to go see Godsmack tonight, or do you want to beat the box office for the tea party?
Beat the box office.
Good for you. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. That means Godsmack tickets, last-minute Godsmack tickets. We'll give those away coming up after 8 o'clock. Hang on.
Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. Trade in and trade up. That's right. They accept trades. Straight up and on consignment. Details at EnnsBrothers.com. The fun starts here.
So George Clooney got married over the weekend to the human rights lawyer chick. And like most...
Pantsuit.
Yeah, like most celebrity couples, they put their wedding photos up on the auction block for all the tabloids to bid on and make some money. They didn't release how much they ended up selling their pictures for. Hello, the Hello tabloid was the one that paid the most. And all the money that George Clooney made, which was a couple million dollars, everyone's assuming, they decided to donate all of that back to charity.
Okay, I was just about to rip them. Just about to rip them.
No, like most people like Kim Kardashian and them, when they do it, like they, I think they, Kanye sold them for $1.5 or something million dollars, all right to their pockets. But at least George did something.
Like, how stinking rich do you need to be? You're already, like, you couldn't, there's not enough lifetimes to spend your money, but yeah, you got to sell your wedding photos to a magazine, but it's going to charity, so,
The American Olympic hero Michael Phelps is in big trouble again. He got arrested for another DUI yesterday. He had finished up an 8-hour gambling session in Baltimore at a casino. He'd been there, for like 8 hours gambling, got into his vehicle, drove, got pulled over. He was drunk, and he has been arrested. He actually got pulled over for a DUI when he was 19 in 2004, and he struck a plea deal with prosecutors then.
I don't think he's going to get one this time.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
Taking that license away for a long time.
And he doesn't train for the Olympics at all anymore, right? Or is he still competing?
I don't think so. I wouldn't know.
Do they have, you know how when figure skaters retire, they have like figure skating with the stars and ice capades? Do they have that for
swimming
swimmers?
Swimming with the stars. I'm not sure. Sounds
swim
lame.
Capades. It's Disney in the pool.
Definitely lame.
Let's see you swim through a pool full of alligators. Now that's entertainment.
Hurry up, Phelps. Are you drunk?
And finally, Rage Against the Machine star Tom Morello is raging against staff of a Seattle, Washington restaurant after he and his friends were refused entry after a gig on Friday night. So they were at the Five Point Cafe. So he had been there or at a different venue nearby performing with Chris Cornell. And after that, him and his buddies tried to get into this. And he went on his Twitter and he said, spread the word. Five Point Restaurant in Seattle is the worst. Super rude and anti-worker. Crappiest doorman in the Northwest. Total prick. So his angry tweet prompted a response from the cafe's owner, who went on Facebook and wrote, for the record, Tom Morello, the Five Point is totally pro-worker. Sorry if you had an issue with our staff, but our staff is awesome. And when they are not, it's usually a reflection of the customer. Act like a prick equals get treated like a prick. Rock stars do not get special treatment at the Five Point. We couldn't give less of a if you came in here or not. Mm. And he said that they were actually at capacity, so nobody was allowed to get into the restaurant at all.
He wanted a private room, too.
He wanted, he was being a total diva, making all these demands, being an ass to the door guys. So they told him, no, you can't get in here. We're at capacity, man. This is like the fire code. Like, you can't come in. And he threw a big fit, trying to be like, you know who I am?
Mm-hmm. So where does Cornell fit into all this?
He was just performing with Tom Morello that night.
Maybe he disagreed. Yeah, okay, so
The story that doesn't say exactly if he was with Tom and his group of friends trying to get into said restaurant, but Tom was the one who started he was the one who tweeted about it and started all the drama.
Good on the owner. That's a nice little tweet back.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Very few people
rock stars don't get special treatment.
Supporting him,
That's scoop.
All right, so for those just tuning in, just kind of give it the old stretch and a bend. Yeah. Knowing what's going on this morning, we had a bit of a crazy morning during the 6 o'clock hour here. Rena had an interesting morning, to say the least. You want to run us through exactly what happened this morning, Rena?
Minor accident. Not my fault. Yay. At least it wasn't my fault, and at least I wasn't going very fast.
Well, the problem is, though, Rena, when insurance looks at it, it will be looked at as your fault.
Not necessarily. The tow truck, we could talk about this off the air, please.
Yeah.
But the tow truck driver said that it's definitely covered. He said this happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially around this season.
Explain what happened.
My tire just flew off while I was driving, and I found it about a block and a half down the road, and my truck just slammed into the pavement, and my brakes weren't working, and it was a little dramatic. Some damage, pretty bad damage, but...
What was going through your head? Like walk me through it. So all of a sudden you're like...
walk you through it.
I
heard a weird noise, and I'm like, what's that noise? So I turned down the music, and then I started to slow down, and then all of a sudden I felt like a bang, bang, and then the whole front end, like my driver's side, slammed into the ground. The truck is up high, you feel that boof, and you just hear the sound of metal right on the pavement, and I tried to hit the brakes, and I was like pumping the brakes to try and get it to stop because it was like a red light that I was blowing through. Thank God there was no one there. But I was able to like just kind of hold the wheel really hard to my right so I could get the vehicle to turn somewhat, and just had to stop in the middle of the street. And some old guy came running down the street yelling, waving his arms, saying, "Your tire just flew by me." Wow. He's like, "It's down by the the bus depot there." I'm like, "What? Oh my God, that's..." So then I went for a hike, waiting for the tow truck, rolled the tire all the way back down Osborne this morning, waving at people.
Hang on, the good news is in Osborne, that doesn't seem strange at all.
I know. I was like, "Oh, this is not weird at all." But I just wanted to say, like, people, I'm very surprised how nice people are pulling over just to make sure I was okay, and people just walking by, a couple guys going to work in the morning at the bus station, stopped over, and they hung out with me for a bit.
You're a good-looking woman.
He's like, "Oh, I can hang out." He's like, "I got to be at work in like 5 minutes, but I'll stay for another couple minutes until the tow truck gets here, so you're not by yourself out here."
That was nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Be glad that didn't happen in rush hour. Have you thought about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just happy it didn't happen when I was, you know, over the Osborne Bridge. I was driving like 70, right? Like, I'm happy it didn't happen there.
Oh,
I
know. Especially with accidents.
Let me guess, did the guys, when you were walking by, did the guys say, "Hey, nice tread"?
Yeah.
"Look at those tires."
Anybody?
The Bone Phone.
Brought to you by MTS Connect with the Samsung Galaxy S5. 5.1-inch full HD screen and 0.3-second autofocus. Stops time in its tracks for that perfect shot on the MTS 4G LTE wireless network.
We've made fun of Manitoba a lot for not understanding merge lanes. There's a lot of drivers that don't get it. There's another big one is not understanding what a slow lane is and what a fast lane is. If you want to drive 90K in the perimeter, if you're a little nervous, that's fine, but you got to stay in the right lane. Yeah.
Okay, Winnipeg, Manitoba drivers, what do we not get about the slower cars, vehicles, drivers drive in the right lane? The faster drivers drive in the left lane. It's a simple concept. Let's use it. It's so annoying.
It is a little bit brutal. I agree with that. Okay, back lanes downtown. I'd never heard of this being a problem before, but...
Hello there. This message is for the people who work downtown but do not live downtown. Stop using the back lanes. You speed down them with no concern for pedestrian traffic or blind spots. And because you do not know when you have the right of way, you gunk everything up, especially for the people who are just trying to get home. We live from Eric.
You know what? I will make sure that there will be the measures taken and steps taken, and that will not happen.
Right.
I'm usually doing other things in downtown back lanes, so watch out for me.
Yeah, usually there's a big blind spot. I try to find a blind spot so no one sees what's going on.
Who's that guy with his pants around his ankles?
Look at that guy coming around the corner. He's not in a vehicle.
Hulk Hogan's restaurant. He's got a strict dress code.
Right,
It's on the surface, it sounds like no black people.
Yeah, basically, like, right out front, it says no baggy jeans.
No sideways hats, no big chains, no bling, no grills, no...
Basically
no black people.
Don't be black.
Yeah. Right, so...
The other day, you guys did a story about Hulk Hogan's restaurant and his dress code, and people seemed to be implying that it was racist. The only thing racist are the people that are implying it's racist. Are they saying that black people only wear baggy jeans and that only black people wear baggy jeans? Because that's what racism is, taking a population and generalizing and saying, "Oh, they all dress like that." Are you saying black people can't wear normal clothes and suits and ties and real clothes and pull their pants up and do them up around their waist? No black people do that?
Wait a second. Are you racist against people that make signs? Is he a racist against sign makers?
I sense that.
I think he's... No, I'm kidding. Just trying to turn it around.
I don't see the logic in that, but
I'm trying to spin it around.
Yeah. Okay. Trivia yesterday was about proposals. 55% of women are disappointed...
with the way they were proposed to you.
For getting married. Yeah.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm just listening to your show there, and 55% of women are not impressed with what? So I make the wife wait in the car before I drop her off to work. I'm like, no, we got to hear this. The proposal, I just give her a look. She's like, wow, that's correct. I just, right in there in the grave. Give me the shovel. Give me two shovels.
It'll make her and you feel better if you tell my story.
Right,
so just,
over a can of mushroom soup.
She was cooking the soup, my wife.
And Billy tossed the ring on the counter.
The ring at
Will you be mine?
Should we do this? Be my girl,
is
hun.
The soup ready?
And then when she was calling all her friends and family to tell them about it, I was like, can you make the call somewhere else? There's a game on.
Finish dinner first. Come on. How's the soup?
Where's my mushroom soup and crackers?
You can only use the phone after you mop.
My buddy Nathan had a good one, too. Right in the middle of a fight, he finally pulls the box out of his pocket, and he goes, well, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with this, and throws it on the table.
Oh, that's actually a good story. Like, in the middle of a fight?
Mean.
No, I kind of like that. Yeah.
You like that?
Well, that...
That's Philly style.
Yeah. Okay, let's wrap up with this. It's... Rena, I know you're not going to be comfortable answering this. You don't have to, but when you talk about such topics, this is bound to happen. Question.
Hey, I was listening to you guys earlier. You guys were talking about Derek Jeter and how he likes to get his salad tossed. And Rena brushed it off like it was no big deal. She was like, oh, what's the big deal? It's no big deal. I think it's a big deal. And hey, Rena, have you ever tossed a guy's salad before?
I don't think it's a big deal because have you read 50 Shades of Grey? There is so much other freaky deaky stuff that goes on out there that I found that very minor.
But it's Jeter, the shortstop for the Yankees.
Exactly. Yeah, like if it's Jeter, I thought he'd be doing, you know, the auto asphyxiation, that type of stuff, you know? Like not the...
What are you into?
Oh, no, yeah, you know what I mean? You know, a guy who can get that many chicks, and now you're saying, like, after a while it probably gets boring because you can get whatever you want. But he's probably into some crazy freaky deaky stuff.
But I think it becomes a story because of the famous women he's been with. Right. It's like,
but there's been a ton of women in general. The fact that he gives them gift baskets and sends them home in a limo at the end of the night.
Well, now I certainly hope that gift basket had mouthwash in it. 92 City FM, world class rock. It's your 820 rock riff this morning. Plug that in at 92cityfm.ca. 819, Wheeler in the morning, Philly Arena.
16 is the high for today. 30% chance of rain this afternoon. 14 right now.
Seth, the rest of your morning for you. In 15 minutes, another chance at Toys for Boys for the Temptation. Then we'll do the blue and gold report before 9 o'clock. Anywhere between 9:15 and 9:30. Mayoral candidate Brian Bowman, live in studio. Looking forward to chat with him.
All right, so let's give away some Godsmack tickets right now. Show is tonight. Tonight, MTS Center with Pop Evil and Seether.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's going to be a hell of a show.
I'm excited. Yeah.
That's the kind of show where you're like, should we go to the opening band? No, you're going to the opening band.
Seen Godsmack a few times. They always put on a hell of a show.
Oh, man. You almost kind of, you know what's going to happen. But it's awesome every time when they do the drum battle back and forth.
That's right.
When Sully gets on the drums.
Seether, too. Seether, I think, is also excellent. Like, they put on a great show, too. So that's just a good bill right there.
That's a really good bill. Yeah. Pop Evil, take them or leave them. To be honest with you. I think they're kind of garbage, but that's just me. But Seether, Godsmack, awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's give away these tickets now. 780 City, CITI 2484. We're going to read some more lyrics. This actually is a Godsmack song. You got to tell us which song it is. You ready? Tearing it back to unveiling me, taking a step back so I can breathe, hear the silence about to break for resistance when I'm awake. What song is that? What song is that from Godsmack?
I think that's pretty easy right there.
Yeah.
I'm
making it easy this morning.
Is that I Alone?
Nope.
No.
That's live. From the band called Live.
Live, yeah. Not quite as cool as Godsmack.
I alone love you.
The dolphins cry. Good morning.
Morning.
Go ahead.
I got no idea.
Okay.
Right. Okay, not as easy as we thought, maybe.
Yeah,
hello?
I thought it was...
Hey, is it Snake Bite?
No.
No.
Greetings.
Hello. Hello. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Good morning. What's happening here?
I don't know.
Good morning, City.
Good morning.
Hi, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, do you have a guess?
What's the question?
The question is, what does a dial tone sound like?
Hi, City.
What's the question?
Oh, this guy's got us on the
ground. He's got to say, what's the question?
We couldn't stick with you, man. That delays too much.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Keep Away?
Not Keep Away, no. No.
You want to read them again?
Tearing it back, unveiling me, taking a step back so I can breathe, hear the silence about to break, fear resistance when I'm awake.
Hello?
Voodoo?
No,
no. Hi there.
Is it I Stand Alone?
No.
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 The name of the song is in the lyrics.
It's in the lyrics. Like,
hi.
It's Alive.
No, it's not It's Alive. No.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hi, is it Awake?
Yeah!
There we go. I was very shocked that took so long.
That was painful.
Read the chorus.
I dialed about 25 times trying to get through.
Well, you got through, and good for you. You got tickets to go to the show tonight. Godsmack and Seether and Pop Evil.
Live is not going to be there.
No, live.
No,
live
I know. So there's a few people who guessed.
Godsmack doesn't cover I Alone.
No.
But honestly, when Pop Evil's up on stage, somebody yell, play Dolphins!
Toys for Boys 4.
The Temptation.
You don't like my impression, Rena?
Yeah. You use that voice when you talk about any woman ever. That's your woman voice.
My
I know
and my
you
wife.
Were just doing an impression of someone specific, but it's the same.
All right, been through 86 calls off the air. This is, of course, Toys for Boys for the Temptation. Mm-hmm. And you are caller 87.
Seven.
There you go.
Good morning, you're 88.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hi, you're 89. I like Ooh, yelling.
Yelly.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry, I didn't
She's
know you were
so
a woman.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, thank you very much. Have a lovely day. Good morning. You're 90.
Oh, thank
you. Well, yell at them, Rena.
I wasn't yelling.
Oh, but I said you should.
Oh, no. Yelling.
Okay.
Hello, 91.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wow, you're welcome.
Yo, dude.
Hey!
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yell back at him.
You're caller 92.
Hey!
Hey! All right. That's awesome news! All right.
So you've got a decision.
Decision
Would you like
time.
To open the toy box, or do you want in for the grand prize?
Let's go toy box.
Ooh, oh, all right.
Oh,
my. Okay.
Ooh.
I like this guy throwing caution into the wind. All right. Fingers crossed.
Come on, our trip.
A Metallica Death Magnetic Vinyl album.
Whoa. Hey, that's pretty cool. Those things are hard to come by.
Right on.
Do you collect vinyl at all?
Sure.
Okay, well, this is sweet. Yeah, you put
you
it on.
You do now.
Did you hear what you won in the toy box? Did you hear that?
Sorry?
Did you hear what you won?
No, I didn't.
It's a Metallica Death Magnetic Vinyl.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. Congratulations. Another, you know what? Every time someone picks a toy box, that means it's just even better odds for somebody to win that grand prize draw, $40,000 at N Brothers. 92 City FM World Class Rock. They'll be playing Rena's Backyard for the foreseeable future. Is that true?
No.
No. What happened? Contract fell through?
No, we've just had them too many times.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. After you have John Angus on the couch for more than a week, your whole house starts to smell.
Smell.
Time to go.
It's the Truth and Paranoid Freak, 92 City FM World Class Rock, 8:47 the current time. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey here. And Rena J here as well. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
16 is the high for today. We're at 14 right now. Small chance of rain this afternoon.
9:30 this morning-ish in that area, sometime between 9:15 and 9:30. Mayoral candidate Brian Bowman will join the program. Mm.
Okay, you ready? We're all going to watch this together.
Okay.
Together for the first time. I saw it. I got really, really excited. We're all going to watch. Okay. Just bear with me here.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hey.
Lenny. Good to see you.
Me too. Kim's doing okay?
Yeah, seems like the usual, Kim. Lenny!
Oh,
Lenny?
No.
Sir, back away now!
I didn't do this.
Put your hands up, now!
Guess who has a special set of skills, Rena?
Wanted for murder. Suspect's name, Brian Mills.
This is Taken 19.
3.
23?
No, who's been taken?
He has.
Didn't he get taken last time?
Him and his wife got taken, yeah.
So who's just him this time?
Well, this time it looks like he's being framed for his daughter's murder.
This guy has crappy luck.
His daughter was murdered?
That's what it looks like in the trailer.
Something terrible's happened to your mom.
Dad, what's going on?
Oh, Mom.
Don't trust anyone.
Talks on the phone a lot.
He does.
He's threatening people on the phone a lot.
He does have a good voice for phone threats.
Yeah, I have a special set of phone skills. I can text like crazy. Rena, here's the best part. Taken 3. It ends here.
Oh, it does.
Does it actually end here?
Probably not. Are you kidding me? If this makes money, there'll be a Taken 4 and 5 and 6.
Because there's nobody else left to be taken. Yeah.
Ran out of family members.
Yeah.
The audience.
Oh, no, your great aunt Sue has been taken.
This time, the audience has been taken for all their money. Okay, so we're going to throw up this trailer. You can put it in the wood for tomorrow morning, or do you want to put it up online? 92cityfm.ca.
The FBI.
I just want to hear it.
CIA. They're all going to come for you.
I never would have picked Liam Neeson as like an action guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's more of an ass kicker. But
yeah.
I'm coming for you. Good luck.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say, I have a special set of skills. All right, 8:49.
The 92 City FM Blue and Gold Report.
Bomberstein, Liam Neeson. Listen.
That would be the best news in years.
Henry Burris, I have a special set of skills.
Winning games isn't one of them.
No.
Bombers got the Red Blacks Friday night. God, I hope this is a layup. But, you know, here's the thing. When you got a team that's 1-10,
should be.
Who knows?
But we've lost. Bombers lost four straight, so you can't lose to Ottawa. You gotta get take care of business here.
Please don't lose to Ottawa.
Yep.
Please don't lose to Ottawa. 92 City FM, world class rock. Time now is 9:15. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J, all here. It's Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
16 is the high for today. A 30% chance of rain later this afternoon. 14 right now.
And we would normally do stories we missed here, but obviously every now and then we have to bump a normal segment on our program, and it usually involves a special guest, and we do have that in studio. Mayoral candidate Brian Bowman, welcome to 92 City FM.
Thanks for having me.
Now, let me ask you, 10 years ago somebody said, 10 years from now you're going to be on with Wheeler, Philly, and Rena, and they're going to be calling you mayoral candidate. Would you have said, yeah, I can see that happening, or was it kind of like, no, I'm not. It's nothing I'm ever interested in. Mm.
You know, some of my friends would probably say, yeah, because I've always been interested in public service, but no. You know, this has been something the last few years really been thinking about. It wasn't something that I thought I got to do in my lifetime or anything like that.
Mm. And the pace of things, the pace of a campaign and an election, like, is that what you expected? I mean, it's got to be exhausting at times.
You know, it is fast-paced, and the thing is, in a modern campaign, it's 24/7 because you're not just campaigning offline, but you're online as well. And the pace is great. I mean, I'm really invigorated by the exposure that I'm getting to Winnipeggers from every area of the city. And if I get the chance to serve, it's not going to be any less busy. And so I'm ready to work as hard as I can for Winnipeggers.
It's kind of a double-edged sword having seven candidates in the running. And I mean that literally because you have options. I mean, seven people. I mean, that's the beauty of democracy, right? You have seven different angles and seven different people all telling you their spiel. But in the other sense, you find that there's certain people that are kind of splitting the votes here and there. So, I mean, how is it from your end? Are you kind of going like, geez, I wish this was a tighter, you know, kind of a race or?
No, I mean, I know some candidates have been encouraging others to drop out throughout the campaign. I think it's a good thing for Winnipeggers to have a lot of choice. And, I mean, let's be honest. There are some really good people running for office. Everybody has their strengths. Nobody has a monopoly on good ideas. If I get the chance to serve, I'm going to cherry pick some of the good ideas that I've learned from the other candidates and from Winnipeggers throughout the campaign. And I think Winnipeggers have some really good choices to choose from, and I hope they give me strong consideration.
Well, let me ask you, what was it that made you jump directly into the race for because a lot of people are saying, well, I wish he would have ran for council, he could have gotten some experience. I mean, do you feel that you don't need that, or how do you feel like just jumping into the mayoral race?
Well, you know what, I've had the opportunity to serve in a leadership capacity for a number of organizations, the Winnipeg Chamber of Commerce, the Winnipeg Art Gallery, the U of M Alumni Association.
By the way, that's Salvador Dali, I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely,
at the WAG.
Yeah, and it's too bad you don't have the stash anymore, because it would have worked.
I would have gotten in free.
You know, the first thing he said to you is, where's the stash?
I always like the opportunity to serve in a leadership capacity because when I've been in those positions, you can affect the most change. And so for me, running for mayor was, for me personally, was a logical choice where I felt that if I was going to give up my privacy and my practice that I've worked really hard to build over the years, that I could affect the most amount of change. And
there's a long line of kicking kids in the face and sitting texting while driving that you have to live up to. So,
Well, but you know what it was is, you know, just watching what's gone on at City Hall over the last number of years. And I wasn't convinced that the career politicians that I knew were lining up to run for another position. I just don't think they're going to be effective to actually change the dynamic at City Hall. I'm really ambitious for the city. If you look at my announcements over the course of the campaign, I'm looking squarely forward. And I want to affect some serious change and bring a different and a more ambitious vision to City Hall.
I think for me personally, I'm looking forward to someone who's going to fight, you know, fight the federal government to get the tax dollars that we want and they need, you know, the gas money and get it into our infrastructure. I know you guys just had that big panel on infrastructure. Yeah. Yeah. You're one for getting all that done. So it's good to see.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, the fair share announcement we did early, and it's nice to see some of the other candidates talking about it. I've been challenging Judy to take a firm position with the provincial government. They raised the PSD by 1% for infrastructure, yet last year they collected $154 million and we got $50 million back. And that's not appropriate. We don't have to jack up taxes
like
if we get our fair
Brian.
Share.
I like to fight your voice right there.
But I mean, to me, when people are pressing on where's the money going to come from infrastructure, that's a very serious part of it. And I'm going to make that my mission after this campaign. If I'm serving as mayor, if we don't have it going into the next provincial election, I will support any party that's willing to give Winnipeg its fair share, and I will challenge every party to take a firm position, because this is the economic engine of the province. Mm. And I think the provincial government wants, even our current provincial government, I think they do want us to succeed. There's good people in the government. But the mayor needs to be able to stand up forcefully and also needs to create the dynamic and the relationships in order to get it done. And that's why I proposed the Build Winnipeg Partnership, so they could sit around the table with me in a collaborative model to get it done.
In studio with mayoral candidate Brian Bowman this morning. And for those, I mean, we reach a huge number of 25 to 54 adults who might be sitting there going, okay, well, this Bowman guy sounds good, but what is the biggest difference between him and Judy, and maybe especially Gord, because
what sets you apart? Because you and Gord seem very close
You guys are basically the furthest right that we have, as far as on the panel, where Judy would be kind of...
I don't know if I'm as far right as Gord. I mean...
representing that side, though, at least.
Yeah, that's off the spectrum now, if you look at his policy. I mean, let's be clear. Mm-hmm. You know what, the biggest difference is I represent a new generation of political leadership. The people that I'm bringing to the table are people new to the political process. I have not run in numerous elections for numerous levels of government like both Judy and Gord, and we've seen that they're introducing policies that in my view are kind of tinkering policies. They're not game changers. I'm talking about completely, you know, working with our provincial government, working with other municipalities.
Is that possible?
To explore. Well, I don't think it is with the politicians. We've seen what they've been able to do, and so what I do is I introduce a new energy, a new vision, and a much more ambitious vision. And you know, if people are happy with the status quo, if they like the political establishment, then vote for either of those two. But I want to do things differently, and I want to shake things up.
Okay. All right. Where's the rest of your day today? Like, I mean, I know as you're...
Golf course at 11. Lunch after, maybe cocktails on the patio.
That's Sam Case.
Right after this, I'm heading to Little Sister Coffee to get some caffeine, and then we're going to head to the campaign office to work on some policy announcements that are coming out soon. We're going to be visiting Sturgeon Creek Senior Center, meeting with some
non-stop.
Of our... We've got lots on the go. We got two mayoral debates tomorrow to prep for. Mm-hmm. There's lots to do, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great experience.
Wicked. I know the debates are getting a little more tense, aren't they? Because it's on now, right?
So much fun to watch now.
What's been happening is, you know, what we're seeing in the debates is a number of the candidates now coming after me, which for me is affirmation that we're getting some traction and we're growing. I mean, when we started, I was at 3% in the polls. Mm. We're now double digits. We believe we're running number two. We'll have to see when the next big poll comes out. But it's been really encouraging, the growth of our campaign. And I think what it says is less about me than about Winnipeggers' desire for change and for some fresh blood at City Hall.
And they're actually paying attention, and they're listening, and they're watching. Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely.
Really quickly before you go, are the Jets going to make playoffs this year?
Oh!
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Like,
if you don't think that, you're not a Jets fan.
There you go.
And you got to believe, and you got to support the team.
You got to have faith. I like it. Absolutely. Brian Bowman, best of luck the rest of the campaign, man.
Thanks.
And you got our support in here. So
awesome.
Good for you.
Thanks a
all
lot.
Right, cheers. 9:23 now. 92 City FM, world-class rock, 9:37, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena, ADD version coming up here in about 10 minutes. Stand by.
16 is the high for today. We're at 14 right now.
Okay. We've got another chance at Toys for Boys 4 coming up at 4:40.
Shadow and Nancy.
With Big Shad and Nancy, Backseat Drive, and then Age tonight at 8:40.
Yep, you betcha.
By the way, if you've missed any of those What Would Age Do, What Would Howard Do, pop them up at the 92 City FM Facebook page. I'm also going to fire them up at 92cityfm.ca. They're very enjoyable. Put Howard Manshine, who's on location today, we'll hear from him in a minute, but we put him in situations where you wouldn't expect to hear Howard.
Yeah. They're kind of fun.
Yeah.
One where he's buying a used car and one where he's buying drugs downtown.
That's right.
And more to come. More to come.
That's right.
Matter of fact. Hey, I got to say good morning to Andrew, and I don't know who's working with him today. Apparently, there's about four guys all working there, but the guys that have been working on my deck from Dr. Post.
Okay.
Dr. Post. Absolutely. Dr. Post. They do fences.
We specialize in posts. It's like Spatula City. Dr. Post.
Exactly. Yeah. Why? It's nine spatulas. Get that. Yeah. No, it's great because I never would have found, like, listen, there's a reason why I don't do work, Rena. There's a reason why I don't do, like, I can do small projects, like build
a box.
A box, done. Yeah. Easy. No problem.
Honey, I need a box.
I think anything with a square box might be a little.
Listen, my dog, Great Dane, she has to eat off something. That little thing she eats off of, built that.
Mm.
Still standing to this day. She's four years old.
Proud
of that.
That piece of plywood with those two pieces of...
Yep.
legs.
Hey, that took at least four nails to make, so.
But you're getting a giant Wheeler, classic Wheeler project. You're getting the biggest deck in Canada built at your house.
I've been told I have a big deck, yes. Yeah. Thank you, yeah. No, the guys like at Rona, when I went to Rona, I said, hey, here's what I'm thinking. They brought in Andrew and his crew from Dr. Post to help put up the whole thing, so.
Since we're thanking doctors, thank you, Dr. Hook.
Yeah.
Dan.
Dr. Hook.
Old boy Dan came and loaded up my truck today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, poor Rena. Literally, the wheels came off.
Yes.
Of the vehicle.
It was a rough start to the day.
It was a very bad day, yes. And thank you to Signature Motors, who are helping me out now. So the rest of my day is going to be a struggle.
Anyone you want to plug to? Dr. Chlamydia, maybe?
No, bigots.
Dr. Chlamydia.
No, we're thanking doctors this morning.
Bigots. That'd be a very unfortunate doctor's name.
City FM, world class rock. It's 9:48. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. Hi.
16 is the high for today. Small chance of rain this afternoon. 14 right now.
Am I driving you home?
No, I have random acts of sandwich today.
Never mind.
Yes.
How are you gonna pull that off with no vehicle?
She's got to ride a bike, a banana seat bike with a little bell.
No, it's a big one today too. We've got like 30 people, so I'm gonna borrow the station car.
Schmat.
Are you gonna have that for a couple of weeks, as long as you need it?
No.
Oh, but you'll have
someone drove it here today from home.
Oh, okay. So you won't have it tomorrow morning.
I think the promo girls are talking and working it out. They said they're trying to see if I can, let me borrow it for a couple days. So fingers crossed. If not, then I'll be taking the bus home.
Please work it out. Because
otherwise, Philly's going to drive me. Yeah.
Tee-hee. No, we're taking turns.
Taking turns.
You live in the east part of the city now.
I'm such a burden. My God.
It makes more sense because you got to come this way and you cross Rena's house to get here.
Don't fight over me all at once, boys.
It's not about who's convenient. It's about who gets to be late for work.
All right, we're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow.